It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 891. Strength and Balances. How to Strengthen a Weak Side by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday and welcome back to a brand new week of Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your personal narrator of the best health and fitness blogs. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, all this month, I've been doing some holiday trivia, so I'm continuing the trend this week as well. Now, I haven't given too much Hanukkah trivia just yet, so here's a bit of Hanukkah trivia. You might know that the menorah has 9 branches to hold candles, 8 for each night, plus a helper candle. Now, in order to celebrate, how many candles do you actually need for the 8-day celebration? Now, you might be thinking, well, you'll just need 8 or 9 total because of the helper candle. And you'd be wrong. You actually need 44 candles to celebrate Hanukkah. This is because you light 2 candles the first night, 3 the second night, 4 the third night, and so on. Check the math. I promise it'll work out. All right, with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Strength and Balances: How to Strengthen a Weak Side by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Strength and balances. We all have them to some extent. Everyone has a more dominant leg and arm, but the degree to which one side is stronger than the other can vary greatly. While getting strong in a hurry is great, the question posed here is, how can you bring up a weak leg or weak side of your body? For example, what should you do if one leg is stronger than the other, or if you can't hoist the same weight of a dumbbell with your weaker arm as you can with your stronger arm? In the past, my recommendation was to always start with the weak side of the body first when performing single leg or single arm exercises, then use the same weight, if using additional weight, and perform the same number of reps on the stronger side. But now I suggest the complete opposite. A simple way to improve a weaker leg or weaker side of the body. When it comes to unilateral exercises, for example, reverse lunges, single leg hip thrusts, and pistols for the lower body, and one-arm bench presses, dumbbell rows, and one-arm push presses for the upper body, start with the stronger limb first. If you're following an awesome workout program, perform the prescribed reps with a challenging weight for the stronger limb first. Once you complete the set with the stronger limb, perform a set with the weaker limb. But here's the trick. If you have a mild to moderate strength and balance, most likely you can use more weight or perform more reps with the stronger side. When you perform the set with the weaker limb, perform the same number of reps using the same weight as you did with the stronger side. Now, this may not be possible to do in a single set. So, what you'll do is perform as many reps as you can with good form and then rest a few moments before squeezing out the remaining reps. This works well for weighted exercises and bodyweight exercises as well. Here's a visual to bring this all together. Let's say you're doing one-arm dumbbell push presses for sets of 8 reps. So you start with your stronger arm and perform 8 challenging but perfect reps with a 25-pound dumbbell. After you complete the set with the stronger arm, you then move on to the weaker arm. However, you may only be able to perform 6 reps on the weaker arm while maintaining proper form. What you do next is simply rest a few moments, I'd say about 15 to 20 seconds, and then you'd perform the remaining 2 reps to give you a total of 8 reps on the weaker arm. The great thing about using this work the stronger limb first approach is that you're not holding anything back on the stronger limb, and you're almost forcing the weaker limb to catch up. I've used this technique successfully to increase my strength with dumbbell push presses and to improve the number of pistols and skater squats I can perform on both legs. Let's go over another example using a lower body, body weight only exercise. In my personal case, I wanted to increase the number of skater squats I could perform with my weaker leg. I did a set on my stronger leg first, 14 reps. Then, I did a set on my weaker leg and could only do 11 perfect reps. I rested about 15 seconds and then performed 3 additional reps for a total of 14 reps, the same number I performed on my stronger leg. By training my stronger leg first in each set and achieving the same number of reps on my weaker leg in about 2 mini sets, I was able to increase the number I could perform on both legs. So as you can see, this work the stronger side first approach is great for weighted and body weight exercises. And not only is this a helpful tip for boosting strength on your weaker side, but it's also great for sculpting muscle. Because you're forcing your weaker side to work a bit harder, it's a great way to build some muscle. Now, please note, I only suggest using this technique if your strength and balance is fairly mild. If you have a large strength and balance or some other issue due to injury that's causing a strength and balance, then I do not suggest you apply this information. Strengthen your weaker side. If you want to strengthen your weaker leg and or arm, just apply these guidelines to your next workout. This technique is great for busting through a strength or muscle sculpting plateau as well. Just remember to train safe and don't force yourself to squeeze out the same number of reps. Always use and maintain proper form on every rep and break the set down into mini sets if necessary. You just listened to the post titled Strength Imbalances: How to Strengthen a Weak Side by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I am definitely guilty of having a weaker side. It's funny because I'm left-handed when I write, but when I perform sports, like when I'm throwing a baseball or kicking a soccer ball, my right side is more dominant. And so my right side ended up becoming much stronger than my left. And I'll be honest, when I first started out with resistance training, I was kind of sort of lazy about it, and so I let my stronger side do most of the work, especially when I was doing something like a bench press, which required both arms. I would just let my stronger side lift more of it. Same with any leg movement. My right leg was much stronger than my left. But at one point, as most of my family members typically do, they pointed out that my right pec was looking larger than my left. It's so funny how some of my family members never hesitate to point out some of the quote-unquote flaws in my appearance. So I was like, okay, great. Now I've got to make sure that my pecs don't look all out of balance. And so I had to think about strengthening my left pec. And what I would do was the old way of trying to strengthen my left pec, the way Nia Shanks originally described, basically what not to do. I ended up doing that. So I would start with my weaker side, try and lift heavier on that weaker side to make it catch up, and it never worked. I just got frustrated because I couldn't lift that heavier weight for more than 2 or 3 reps. So I love Nia's approach. And you may be wondering, did I ever get my left side to match up with my right? I sure did. And it's only because I actually ended up using this same approach that Nia described, where you do the same amount of reps, even with a break in between, using the same weight as your stronger side. But I didn't know about it at the time. I eventually stumbled upon this sort of by accident. And so when I was reading this, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the same technique I used. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.